Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Bob Gack. The scripture is Acts chapter 2, verses 14 through 41. As I write this, the United Methodist Church is holding a conference where decisions are made as to the direction that the United Methodist Church will embrace. This conference included members of the United Methodist Church from all over the world. 2,000 years ago, Luke describes in Acts what was the first organizational and theological meeting of Christians who were so filled with the Holy Spirit that it was thought they were drunk. Peter claimed they could not be drunk because it was 9 in the morning. Obviously, Peter did not hang out with the people I did. Alcohol consumption had no timeline. This gathering was held on the day of Pentecost, which is a Jewish feast occurring 50 days after Passover. Jewish tradition taught that Pentecost was the day when the law was given to Israel. It is therefore fitting that Christianity be defined in this gathering. Peter was changed from Passover, where he showed cowardice, to become the rock upon which Christ's church was built. Peter, with the support of the apostles, preaches a powerful sermon where he lays out our basic Christian principles as supported by prophecy and scripture. He ends by answering the people's question as to what they should do. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." That day, 3,000 were converted. This has been but a synopsis of this scripture. There is so much to absorb, from tongues of fire to the understanding of foreign languages. This was the beginning of our church and the miraculous hand of God in action. I encourage the readers of this devotional to set aside some quiet time and study Acts. It is our foundation. Let us pray. Almighty God, please move in our day the way you have in the past. We want to see the lost come to Jesus. We want to see your people unified in prayer and live missionally for Jesus. Please, dear Jesus, pour out your Spirit. Purify and empower us past our deficits, faults, imperfections, weaknesses, and short-sightedness. As Peter repented and led your church, let us strengthen our faith through repentance. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.